MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
So deer could you imagine, like, if you're in a country that doesn't have deer indigenous and, you know, us find out they imported a deer as a pet?
Good.
Kangaroos have small, round, black poos and usually leave several in the same place.
Ooh.
That sounds very, like a rabbit.
It sounds like Nibbler from Futurama.
They are very similar to wallaby poos, but larger.
Oh,
wallaby scats are also pointier than kangaroo scats and sometimes have fibers sticking out.
Now you
did
know.
You type in what is kangaroo shit like?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty simple.
What is the worst kind of animal poo?
Elephant. On land, elephant.
I would assume.
On land has to be elephant. Because sheer amount, volume-wise, it has to be.
Right, but then again, it's also the same as like cow shit, where it's all just grass shit.
No, it's still
the stuff
smells.
That's the worst, like, is like the stuff that's like mixed with like meat and shit. You know what I mean?
Most smelly animal poos. Top 10 countdown.
No, Marie. Here we why go. In the world do they have that list?
Why would they?
I don't want that.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in contact with the Fat Wobbles. I guess if they're talking, they're toggles? 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 Fat toggles? Today is February 11th. Did we come up with a witty name? I forgot.
February.
February 11th, 2015. On 7:05 p.m., in what's a random city in the East Coast? Not a big one, like one that not many people know.
Panama City.
No, you idiot.
Greenville.
Panama City is exactly
Greenville,
where.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Fine, thank you. Because Panama City is where the time changes. 7:06. It took me a minute to get to that.
Fine,
7:06 p.m. in Greenville, North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South.
One of those Carolinas.
I guarantee you there's a Greenville in the North too, so it doesn't fucking matter.
It's not as good.
There's like 15 Greenvilles in the Carolinas.
Do you ever think that when we get older, that like the North and South states will like combine just to be like, oh, we're going to go to Carolina. Okay. Hey, let's go take a trip to Dakota. Okay, cool.
No, but why do you think that?
Well, when we eventually acquire more land, we're going to want to keep 50 states. So we're going to merge states together to keep the 50 so we don't have to remarket our flags.
We don't want to reprint flags.
Where are we acquiring land from?
Puerto Rico, idiot.
Duh. Jesus, read a fucking book.
Puerto Rico.
It's just an island.
Anyway,
announcement.
I was going to announce the names of the people on the show, but sure. The random lady talking has an announcement. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about what the intro song was and what we're doing for now until the rest of June.
Okay, what are we doing?
So since you and I won't say names until you introduce us later because it'll be confusing. Are going to Bonnaroo.
But it's already confusing. You're saying you and I.
You're going to go to Bonnaroo?
We're going to go to Bonnaroo. No, we're going to go to Bonnaroo 2015. And so there's enough bands and songs that I think I can feature a Bonnaroo song on every Hippo Juice show from now until June.
Until eternity.
So that started it with the Hozier, Angel of Small Death, and the codeine scene.
Okay.
How is the codeine scene going these days?
Oh, well, it's pretty dull.
So everyone's really sleepy in it. joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian, Lopez.
Don't do it.
Sean running orders.
That's me.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew 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 pew.
Never gets old.
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Going down for it.
I hate this bit.
I really am liking the new thing now where they have like trumpets and saxophones as the hooks for rap songs these days.
Yeah, because they don't actually know how to play the trumpets. They just hit a button.
Thank you, John.
They're playing it for real. It's going down for real.
He's right.
If somebody tried to do that trumpet solo just now that I just heard, they would either have like a stoppage of their heart or they would have a seizure.
Someone had to do it for the recording, John.
Yeah, you get trumpet noises and you hit a keyboard.
And I'm Royce. And I'm Royce Lopez. Hi.
There you go.
Good job.
So now that we've discussed,
you actually finally introduced yourself.
Trumpets and me. I was trying to, but we had to talk about trumpets.
What the
hell's
a frumpet?
The trumpet.
Well, frumpet is you. We're gonna stop talking about trumpets.
I don't get it. Elaborate.
I do.
See, there you go.
There's a trumpet.
I don't like it. So, Dutch, what did you do this weekend? We're going to ask you during Dutch and Royce because, you know, you weren't here.
Yeah, sorry, man. My sister was in town.
I don't care.
What did I do this weekend? Kelsey and I went up to Denver to hang out with her brother and his wife after I had, like, an interview with a
vampire.
Don't do that.
With a wedding. I missed that reference. Yeah, basically, yeah, I'm doing a wedding. These people wanted to meet up with me, and so while I was up there, we decided to hang out there. Kind of a lazy weekend for me. What about you guys?
Mm-hmm. Sean went to Universal.
I went to Universal.
Did you guys already talk about this last night?
No, we didn't, actually.
We didn't ask questions because it was just Mitch and Jerry and Royce and me.
There's no one that really mattered.
Royce and I.
Guys don't ever ask why weekends are?
Nope.
Sad.
That's not how I run a show. You know that.
Okay.
You have the personal touch. I am robotic.
He's got a dark heart. He doesn't give a shit about anybody's personal feelings.
Really,
that is sad.
You might as well consider me Emperor Palpatine because I don't give a fuck. So you and your goddamn Limp Bizkit Phillies hat, don't judge me.
Yeah, Sean, what did you do in Universal?
Every time.
Well, you always wear it every time. Oh, yeah, what did you do Universal?
We went to Islands of Adventure. We rode some roller coasters. We hung out.
I call them YOLO coasters because I rule.
One of the burlesque performers that we are friends with, it was her birthday, so we were out celebrating for her.
And then what happened?
Hung out at the park. She had a hotel room right across.
And then what happened?
And we all went up there and hung out.
Then one thing led to another, and boom.
You guys doing
upon that in theme parks. There's children everywhere.
Yeah, it's not something.
I meant more for the hotel part, but that as well.
Well, they frown upon that because the pool's a public area.
Y'all dig it down at the Holiday Inn.
I think it's fine at the Holiday Inn. If you're staying there, they don't really care what you do.
No, it was the hotel across the street from Universal.
Was it Hotel California?
It was actually a good hotel.
Super 8? Nice. No. Yeah,
that's fancy.
Tom Bodadin. We'll leave the light on
for it. Tom Bodadin's hotels are fucking awesome.
Yeah. What a jackass.
You fucking hate.
Stupid fucking baby.
Why do you hate Tom Bodadin so much? All right, Marie, do we have a story?
We have plenty of stories. I noticed Mitch sent us a whole bunchy bunch from the continuation of yesterday.
Who is Mitch?
And what is yesteryear?
He wasn't introduced. I'm confused.
Well, because he's on Dutch and Royce, and he's too busy.
Have
to
you seen the newest nude picture of him? I'm sure you guys talked about it last night.
Yeah, the new picture
it came
of him.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
It came
on the
up because of last night.
Like he's going like full dong or something?
He's just, they're getting weirder and weirder as the days go on.
We didn't get a clip from it, did we?
Do you mean better and better?
So
I guess.
So yesterday on Dutch and Royce, we played three We Listen to Better Music Than You, one of them being this guy who really loves the Coco.
You know, I don't normally like playing things over again, but this is actually really good.
It's important that Joel understands the reference.
And this is very good. So Joel, here, I'll play a little bit of the song. We played this on We Listen to Better Music yesterday, OT Genesis. It's called Coco. It has 81 million views. It's only been up a couple months.
81 million?
A couple months it's been up, yeah.
Oh, my
like
dear Lord.
Like 3 or 4 months. But it's a good song and a good video. Are you watching the sexy video?
I'm seeing it. I see it now, yeah.
Now I like weed.
Yeah, weed. But you know what he likes more than weed?
Pussy?
I can't see the watermarks in the way.
I know. Hold on. Let me see if I can get... There you go. Boom.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
Where is this guy from? Any idea?
I don't get. Does he like the beverage or does he like the talk show host?
Well, the music video would tell me that it's not a beverage.
It's actually cocaine, guys.
I don't know if that's true.
Hit my
plug. That's my
I ain't never so would you no say cocaine. He's Team Coco?
Cause he got it for the Lolo.
He's surprised Carl really Bryant hasn't jumped all over this.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's probably the coke why he has it. With that drink,
not a lot of variation in the melody, is there?
A little bit. I mean, not
yeah,
much
but so. You know what? I wish you knew his thoughts on the cocoa more.
So okay, so pause this one.
Why? It's so good.
Because
fine, go ahead.
I didn't pay attention to Mitch's prep, and he's not here to answer.
I normally don't pay attention to anything Mitch does.
But he sent this video and then two articles.
They're
about
not related.
Farticles.
Kevin Gates' cocoa remix is not related to this one.
Nope, not once.
It's a completely different.
Oh,
cocoa?
I thought you were talking about the guy that the guy that's mad that a woman won't.
Well, no, it's all Kevin Gates. All
but
three.
But this isn't Kevin.
No, that's not Kevin. No, that's not Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
He sent me a Kevin Gates
that
video
too, right?
That says Coco remix.
We have a lot of good articles coming up here.
Farticles.
So he sent us this video.
Okay, put it in the chat.
By Kevin Gates.
Put it in the chat.
Okay.
I mean, what the fuck a nigga don't?
I'll just play. That's fine. I should give you the article.
Right. So I'm assuming that this is a remix of this one.
Pull up in the Rari.
Let's hear it.
Maybe.
Hold up, I'm tripping. Let's start that bitch up. Pull up in the Rari. Hold up, that my stripper. You know we be ducking.
Yeah,
my
bitch name for Rari. Turn up.
Go get your cousin, cause Gunna won't fuck.
I'll leave it.
It sounds like a nursery rhyme.
Keep playing it.
What just happened?
Yo, her like coke, pushing nose with me. Bomb bread, winner, wrist wrap, got the game in the clinch. Treat that we twist, just came with a stench. Nip hustle, got a nigga on the marathon. Hold up, think I left the pistol in the carry-on. Big booty, bitch, real big booty. We don't talk to the cop with the steel, we shoot.
It's the same beat, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It sounds like a remix of the song.
Yeah, it's called Coco Remix, and it was published in January of this year.
Okay, so pause for a second.
I'm assuming that the first guy was from, like, Jamaica or something like that.
So basically,
yeah, Jamaica City.
Somebody heard this song.
Yeah.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
What?
He's got baking
soda. I got baking soda. Gonna make some cookies. Make some cookies.
That's not what he's gonna do with it.
So,
it'd be great if it just like went into like a cooking segment.
This gentleman, Kevin Gates, heard this song and said, wow, this is good, but I'm going to rap over it.
And then
he did.
I like it. Okay.
Well, it's like 50 Cent with
Let
this
it get
song.
To the hook. I want to get to the
South American or South African guy.
All right.
Let it get to the hook.
Sitting at three Chevelle, put that bitch together.
I like this.
We live together.
This motherfucker goes hard as fuck.
Bacon soda, I got bacon soda.
Hey, same
thing. Hey, does the same thing.
Bacon soda, I got bacon soda. Lingo, she like the way that I be talk.
I don't know
she
if it's gonna ever have a hook. It
now,
might not have a hook.
So now, this is why we play these two. So you heard that when you heard this one. Now, besides, we can listen more of this song. I have no problem because it's fantastic. The original one. It's really good.
I'm okay.
But
are you sure? Because it's really good.
It's kind of the same thing.
Are you? But hold on. But listen to Club a little bit more.
I don't know about that.
I got it for the Lolo.
He got it for the Lolo, bro.
So which one of these rappers are going to win a BET award because they couldn't win a Grammy?
So.
Good question.
The guy that made
both.
The remix that Marie just played.
Kevin Gates.
Is mad that he's mad that women won't blow his dog.
I'd be mad too.
What?
What?
Louisiana born rapper and cousin fucker. I'll get to that in a second. Kevin Gates.
Hold on. Hold on.
You picked
I
the
thought
wrong
cousin
one first.
Fucking was like a white person thing.
There's two stories. You picked the second one to the first one.
I just imagine the way a newscaster would be like, you know, tease it like.
Three.
Well, no, cousin fucker. I will get that back to that in a minute. Like,
can Greta Van Susteren read this story?
Let's see what it means to you. Back yeah,
I want
to hear
Greta doing it.
Yeah, I would love to hear Greta doing this.
All right. Do you want me to still do the dog one? Or
do the
do
dog
you
one first, then we'll do the cousin one.
Louisiana-born rapper and cousin fucker Kevin Gates took to Instagram to discuss his problems with women on Tuesday. Namely, their steadfast refusal to felicitate his literal, as in woof woof, dog.
Can you say the word felicitate again?
Felicitate.
I get it. It's really hard to say that word with the way she's talking. It's
dead on.
Because it has a lot of fucking syllables.
It's like there's certain words that Tom Brokaw had a hard time
with. You cannot say, yeah.
I'm Tom Brokaw.
Quote, I hope you don't, or you didn't think I got in bed with you just so you could lay down with you. Gates, presumably addressing one dog, Dick Abstainer in particular. Bitch, you can't call Uber for all I care. Ho talking about, I'm not about to suck no dog dick, that's a dog.
Okay. What the fuck?
I'm in love with
this is, wait, hold on. Which is the guy who wants the...
Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates. Okay. The one Marie played.
Now, the original one?
Now
no,
Go-
the remix. Guy. Remix.
Now Gawker remix goes to an Instagram video of him. I'm going to play it. I'm assuming he's going to say something.
Sure. Let's hear him.
I hope you didn't think I got in the bed with you just to lay down with you. Bitch, you can call Uber for all I care. Ho, talking about I'm not about to suck no dog dick. That's a dog. Ho, you can call him what you want, but he loyal. I don't get tired.
Wait, hold on. Who is this?
Wait, is this a song?
No.
Who is this guy talking?
That's Kevin Gates. I mean, this
guy,
dude.
The remix guy.
Okay, wait.
Guy.
So he's reading.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper. And he was answering something on Instagram. That was his Instagram account.
So
pull up in the
farm. So he has no problem reading this stuff out loud?
Obviously not. He's a cousin.
It's not
fucker.
Reading it out loud. This is what he believes.
This is what he said.
Mm-hmm. He said it.
Gates wasn't done, however, offering this message to his bestiality adverse critics. I wouldn't even let my dog smell your pussy. And he says this.
Kevin, you sick if you want to hope for the suck your dog. Let me tell you something, bitch. Why you all up on a nigga page, you hear me? I wouldn't even let my dog smell your pussy. Why nobody even talking to your uglies? That's why your shit smell like shit water. I don't get that.
I mean, listen, he makes some
translation on that one.
He makes some valid points. Because sometimes bitches don't want to be sucking your dog's dickens. That sucks.
So he's basically getting on and going, what's this bitch's problem? She doesn't want to suck my dog's dick. Can exactly. You guys believe this? Is that essentially what he's making
basically,
that video for?
Yes.
He's defending the dog over the whack-ass pussy that won't suck his dog's dick.
Thank you, Marie. But when Marie says whack-ass pussy, kind of loses something.
Why?
Because it doesn't sound as menacing as when Kevin Gates says it, the guy with the fucking cross tattoo to the middle of his forehead.
Would it help if I had a gold grill?
Maybe a little.
Bacon soda.
Now, you want to talk about his cousin fucking?
Absolutely.
That is some balls, by the way. To just be like, can you believe this girl? Guys, seriously.
Hey, guys.
Look at this bitch. Can you believe her?
This bitch doesn't want to suck my dog's dick.
I mean, like, how many times has this happened to you guys? You can relate to this, right?
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
I hate it when you try to get your girlfriend to suck Rocco's dick and she doesn't want to do it. It's like, dude, come on. It's Rocco.
He's awesome. He's an awesome dog. Blow my dog.
So the OG story about Kevin Gates, not the secondary dog fucking story, was his...
How was that secondary?
It is secondary, but Kevin Gates won't stop fucking his cousin. Shit the pussy good.
Okay, can we just hear him?
Well, there's no...
There is no available content of him saying
Louisiana
that.
Rap star Kevin Gates recently discovered that the woman he's been sleeping with for 3 months, who some people said looked like she could be his sister,
That's
is actually
racist.
His cousin.
Oh, I guess it's not racist then.
Wait, how... Okay, sorry, go ahead. I'm sure there's details.
Rough news for the couple to get as I guess they'll have to break up.
Get it rough, dog sounds in
and
it.
Stop woof. Having... Wait, what's this? I'm fucking the shit out of her. Come to find out, she my cousin. You heard me? But I ain't about to stop fucking with her. Shit, that pussy good. Gates explained on Instagram.
You got to give it up for this guy and his complete like honesty. And like, he's just like, I don't care. I'm going to put it all out there.
So you
I like watching girls suck Rocco's dick, and I like fucking my cousin.
So you mean to tell me if you've been fucking with someone for 3 months, everything beautiful, your grandmother come to tell you one day, you know, that's your cousin. Y'all done got the hard part out the way. Why you fuck up a good thing? I don't get tired.
That's a good point.
Marrying a first cousin.
If it wasn't for that nosy grandmother that they shared, telling them that they're all related and shit.
Shut up, Nana.
Getting in the way of pussy and fucking it.
Marrying a first cousin is illegal in Louisiana,
but sexy.
But encouraged in Alabama. But having sex with one is not. So just keep doing what you're doing in the state with the state's blessing. Kevin Gates and Kevin Gates' cousin, whatever makes you happy, I guess. Update. Gates told TMZ The relationship lasted from 2006 to 2008, meaning that he found out the woman was his cousin 3 months in and that he kept fucking her for almost 2 years after that. He says they're still friends, and this just came up again because lyrics...
And they're still cousins.
Because lyrics of Luca Brasi 2 mixtape. This gentleman gives zero fucks about anything.
Zero fucks given.
He does whatever he wants.
And he's in love with the cocoa.
And I'm being honest, I kind of respect him now.
Mm-hmm.
Just someone who would just...
Do you think he's just dumb and doesn't realize that that's not social cooth? Or he really is just like, fuck this, I'm just going to lay it all out there.
I think it's a fuck this. Look at his tattoos and you'll decide.
I see it.
A street nigga who retarded?
You know,
he sounds a little slow.
I really don't understand why people can't just do wholesome rap like this.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That's like, you know, you're bringing God into it, and that's better.
And her pants don't sag.
Oh gosh, she's so amazing, that lady. I hope she does a remix with Kevin Gates. I've got baking soda.
That's where the muffins line would come in.
Exactly. Yes.
It's true. He's doing fine. I can't wait to see what his next story
is. He's fucking his cousin and making girls suck his dog's dick.
He's pretty big. They say rap star. I don't know really much.
Look, he's big enough for TMZ to interview him. I mean,
and Gawker.
Really? Yeah. They have no credibility.
Well, I understand, but enough people see TMZ where this guy is relevant. His video has, hold on, let's see, 1.3 million views.
That's relevant. My book.
The original video has 81 million.
I can't believe that.
Do you think that he had his cousin suck that dog dick?
Oh, it's a good question. Someone ask him on Instagram.
Is that bestiality?
Well, if he was with her for that long, I mean, she would have to have at one point, you would think, right?
Yeah. Is that bestiality?
Because he got all pissed
incest?
Off that the other girl didn't want to do it.
I think bestiality and incest, there's not a combo law. Like, they're two separate things.
Do they negate each other?
No, it's not like math.
That's Alan's dog.
See? Can't fuck Alan's dog.
Well, if you were going to negate each other, one would be a positive and one would be a negative. So I'm going to let you field which one is which.
Sucking the dog dick is the negative and fucking your cousin's the positive.
No, fucking the dog dick is a negative and your blood results are the positive.
All right.
You got to carry the remainder.
See, thank you. He knows common core math. Idiots. You bunch of big idiots.
John's got bacon soda.
John got bacon soda. He's got bacon soda.
Take that baking soda away from him.
No, I want my baking soda.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
Wow, Kevin Gates.
Hey, Dutch.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get money back from Colorado, the loving state of, that collected $44 million in 2014?
I like money.
Just from the pot shit? I thought we collected more than that.
No, 76 million total, 44 million was new.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're going to get some money back.
Yeah. It was from new laws. The other ones were just from not enforcing shit things and stuff like that. But yeah, 76, right. Either way, it's a ridiculous amount.
I read it was a in the billions. I guess maybe what I read was
Well,
wrong,
here's the thing.
Still a lot
is,
of money.
I guess your state has a cap on how much they're allowed to earn, and then they have to give some back.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So I'll read the story because it's probably going to be way more educated than me recalling what I think I read.
But you're pretty educated, though.
Well, but it's because she's got baking soda. She's got baking soda.
It's true. I'm in love with the cocoa. Soda.
She loves the cocoa.
Love the cocoa. Colorado finally learned Tuesday.
Whoa, African-American Colorado.
That's not even close.
What?
What? That was such a fucking stretch.
Oh my god.
I should wore out my this. Stretch Armstrong.
Go ahead.
Colorado finally.
Now there's corn syrup coming out of it. Sorry. Go ahead.
Colorado finally learned Tuesday how much tax revenue it collected from recreational marijuana.
The answer is this many.
In the first year of sales, and the haul was below estimates, about $44 million.
What about the oats?
It's a good question. No one knows what the oats is doing right now.
No one knows. Well,
they know what the haul is doing. They don't know what the oats is doing.
Singing backup.
The release of the December sales taxes gave Colorado its first full calendar year of the taxes from recreational pot sales, which began January 1st, 2014. Colorado was the first government anywhere in the world to regulate marijuana production and sale, so other governments are watching closely.
Woo!
In Washington, where legal pot sales began in July, the state had hauled in about $16.4 million in marijuana by the end of the year. Through November, it brought in an additional $6.3 million in state and local sales and business taxes. Colorado's total haul from marijuana for 2014 was about $76 million. There's your $76 million. That includes fees on the industry plus pre-existing sales taxes on medical marijuana products. The $44 million represents only new taxes on recreational pot.
And they're taxing it a lot. It's like, well, it's like 26%, something ridiculous, like 26%, something dumb.
The new taxes.
Dude, it's a lot better. Here's the thing: is if people don't care, if you can go to a store and get it instead of having to wait for Randy to show up in the parking lot and give you shit that's got sticks in it, like it's a lot easier to just go there.
Never has sticks in it.
But here's the other thing: if you keep reading about it, it says the only one official argument is saying, "Well, the problem is you can't regulate the taxes because people are allowed to grow it themselves."
Hey, guess what we just did?
Some people are allowed to grow it themselves, but for the most part, like everything else, like some people can brew their own beer. But for the most part, modern-day convenience, most people are just going to buy it at a store because someone's just going to rather go on the way from the grocery store to pick up their pot and go home.
Because I'm not going to be like Mitch, who's home brewing.
Yeah. Or like right. Sean, who was in California 7 years ago home growing. So either way, you know, which is pretty much, if you think about it, he's doing the same thing as Mitch is doing. Designer
it's
weed,
all about convenience.
Designer
and,
beer.
And that's the thing. That whole argument gets thrown out the window because people will pick convenience over anything every day.
Why do you think some people still will pay the ridiculous amount for cigarettes at a gas station? Because they don't want to go somewhere else. That's the reason.
Right, yeah. We're not going to go to like a tobacco hut.
Because it's convenience, thing. Hence the name convenience store.
So the other half of the story and why I was asking if you're going to get money back, Dutch, is that because of a 1992 amendment to the state constitution that restricts government spending, the amendment requires new voter approved taxes, such as the pot tax, to be refunded if overall state tax collections rise faster than permitted.
I was going to
So that means that like you're saying that if I, you know, file for like my W-2 or whatever, you probably would have a bigger one. But here's the thing, though. That makes sense, yes, but they're going to figure out a way to get rid of it before the end. Of, you know
no,
what I mean? They're
no,
like,
no, no. See,
oh, we had to build
nope.
all new roads everywhere.
Nope.
Something like that.
1992 nope. amendment, though, I was actually reading about it. They could only use it for existing things they've planned out. Anything added on that they want to spend the extra tax money on, they have to vote on
roll
it.
Over.
And not just they vote on it. The citizens have to vote on it. So it's really difficult. And I don't think any city engines are going to go, yeah, no, keep the extra money, guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
No, I want my 50 bucks.
Because then they're going to use it. But see, it's still brilliant. Then they're going to use it to buy more pot, which you're going to get the money back.
I hope so.
It's actually brilliant.
Here's the thing, though, dude, I don't ever trust any of that dumb shit in any kind of like either local or national government.
Nah, I know.
They'll figure out a way to keep it.
I agree. I mean, I know what you mean.
But I mean, hey, that would be really cool if I, you know, just had a like a double the amount of my return this year.
Awful Will says has like, the nationwide kid says I was going to watch a hoe suck my dog's dick, but I died.
That nationwide
is that a new meme going on,
dude. It's every time I see it, it's very funny. That poor kid's
dead. That and the Brian Williams.
I love
memes.
The Brian Williams ones.
Have you been paying attention to Brian Williams?
Yes, I have.
Is he going to get fired, or are they just ignoring
six
the fact
months.
That he's just a liar?
It happened this morning. Six months
suspension.
Sabbatical?
Yeah, suspension.
Suspension.
And then he's going to come back and not be a liar.
It's too bad Newsroom isn't on anymore because I like to see Aaron Sorkin spin this to make Brian Williams a hero, but. Yeah, we get it, Sorkin. We know who you like.
Do you want to talk about?
Though. I'm not saying it wasn't. I didn't test to watch it. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Daily Show guy quit?
Oh yeah, Jon Stewart. He announced
Stewart.
He's done. Good, thank
so
God.
So then, who's gonna take his place? The black dude that has his show that's only gonna last like two more episodes.
Here's what's gonna. Honestly,
is Colbert gonna come back?
No, he's taking over Letterman's spot, dude.
Honestly, the person who would have been the they were grooming for was John Oliver. That's why he hosted when he was out when Stewart was taking summers off. But now Oliver has his own show, and he was such an overnight success that I don't think he's going to go from being huge, working one night a week
He's one night a week on HBO, and he gets
humongous.
Monster numbers from that thing.
So,
it's a good show.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because you have a whole week to prep rather than trying to do it every day.
Here's what we do. Craig Kilborn, he's not doing anything. Bring him back.
How great would that be?
Bring the kill back, man.
That would actually make sense.
I'd watch it. Would you not watch it if Kill Kilmer?
I'd be like, dude, it's the original guy.
Yeah.
Why can't we
be friends?
Viewers.
The people.
We, the people, vote for who is on the TV shows that we want to watch.
That would not surprise me if Comedy Central pulled a stunt like that. Like, who would you rather?
Because, you know why? Because knowing that Anonymous would hack it and then Taylor Swift would have to host The Daily Show for 5 years. And I'm not going to watch that.
Are you kidding me?
So today, like, the economy was, like, super stupid.
No, but it seems logical to bring back Colburn, but if they brought him back,
Kilborn.
But if they brought him back, it'd be like one of those things, like he was like in like a coma or something, and like all the other seasons of The Daily Show just happen to be like in like a dream sequence.
Actually, nightmare. You know what? That would be if they did that. That would actually be a hilarious thing too. I would, if they did a skit at the beginning of it all being Greg Kilborn dreaming and then he woke up and he had the host.
That sounds like a bit that they would do too.
That's really funny, John. That would be really funny.
You should be a writer for that show.
You hear that, Comedy Central? Hashtag, you know, email.
Somebody tweet Comedy Central.
And then you ruined it. And then you ruin it.
He's good.
That's my thing. I never know when to stop.
You don't. Comedy Brilliance and then just John.
Same thing at Blackjack. Sir, 21, hit me.
And then stop doing just John. That, John.
I told you not to do that.
He does it anyway.
So Colbert's going to Letterman. So he's on way. You don't go to Letterman and then go back to Comedy Central. So
right.
Yeah, he's Letterman.
Do you think John Oliver would leave his once a week spot?
No way.
He really gets good numbers. No. I mean, dude, it's the Daily Show.
Doesn't matter. He won't. He won't. Yeah.
But John Oliver does more journalistic pieces where he dives into a story and has to research and understand and come up with a whole thing. Whereas the Daily Show is just like, here's something that happened. Joke, joke, joke. And I don't know any asshole that just does that.
I know. That show like that will be terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the next story?
They don't even try.
They would get 7 years out of the thing, too.
Anyway, what's the next story? I want to make fun of it. I have three jokes.
Still be irrelevant.
I have three jokes for you. No, anyway, but no, I mean, yeah, I don't know who's going to do it. I can't even think of anybody off the top of my head because initially I
would've... Rosie O'Donnell, she just left The View again.
Let's not do that.
She's free.
Wait, I never knew she was back on.
Whale.
She was on and then she was off.
Did you say Joel McHale?
Yes.
Oh my God, I would watch
Joel McHale. He would be good for that,
yes,
too.
Yes, I would totally watch Joel McHale
do
that.
I love Joel McHale. I think he's done with the E! Network.
Yeah, that would be fucking amazing.
Is Tosh still doing Tosh.0?
Nah, Tosh is not. Tosh just has the easiest fucking gig on Comedy
Do you
Central.
Understand that Tosh.0, he has better ratings than all other programming on Comedy Central combined?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it would be a downgrade of viewers.
That college crowd so perfectly.
It would be a downgrade of viewers for Tosh to go host The Daily Show. He wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even look in Comedy Central. It might have to be somebody else who I don't know. You know, Craig Ferguson, I think, would be good too.
I think he's finished doing a show. He wants to just be back on the road.
What if Sarah Silverman did it?
I would watch that as well.
But the format of The Daily Show, though, I really do think that Joel McHale would be perfect for it.
Yeah,
he's that kind of guy who can just sit there and stare at the camera for a minute or two and just be like, you know what I mean? Like that whole delivery.
What about Chris Hardwick?
I was just about to say the same thing.
He has 1,000 shows.
I know.
And he's good at all of them.
But
yeah, he should quit some of them.
And you know what?
Harvick's a talented motherfucker,
he's
man.
He's making so much money just on his podcast and his own thing that I don't think he would anyway.
Yeah, he owns an empire with the Nerdist thing.
Yeah. And even the show he has on Comedy Central is the easiest show. They read tweets. I mean, it's funny. Again, it's funny. I'm not saying it's not. It's funny, but it's an easy show. You know, there's not a lot of prep that goes into that one.
You should play the girl that you were showing me just before the show, because I think she would be awesome at it.
Oh, which one? Okay, here. I can see.
So Royce introduced me to this British show.
Remember the show that we played?
The Chat Show.
Royce played a clip on one of our older podcasts where it was like generic news bit where he was going through an entire
news
story.
Yeah, remember we played it recently?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he has a full show and he has this female correspondent that he cuts to sometimes for her to just be like, you know, one of those guest stars that talk about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And she's just this redheaded comedian. I don't know her name, but she plays a very dumb girl to the point where she doesn't get it.
Okay, here you go. It's coming over here.
So it's like a bit, kind of like Colbert was kind of.
Yeah,
like
here you go.
Okay.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and tributes have flowed thick and fast. Here's one that's very much the former, from our very own Philomena Kunk, who joins us now for a moment of wonder.
Philomena Cum.
Yeah, it's not a real name, but it's funny.
Terrible. That's a great
Philomena Cum.
Oh,
it's really bad, right?
I love bad names.
Moments of wonder.
1940 AD.
Here you go.
France has fallen. Hitler has conquered Europe. Britain is on the verge of invasion. In the words of Bonnie Tyler, we're holding out for a hero. And unlike that song, originally recorded for the film Footloose starring Kevin Bacon, Britain got its hero. Winston Churchill. The first question is, who or what is Churchill? The answer is, who? He was born.
Okay, are you getting kind of the basic concept of this?
Because he sounds like, get up me mom's car.
It's broom, broom. It's like, no, I don't think, first off, I don't believe
I'm
many,
in love with Philomena Cunk. It's how she, fucking.
I don't believe many of these things are accurate.
Like most people, and went to school. But unlike most people, he was also prime minister in black and white times, which was not a moment too soon because of a war. The war that would make him famous. War Two.
War Two?
War Two was like War One, but easier to understand because the baddie was better. Adolf Hitler rather than Mud. Imagine what it was like in the war room on May the something, 1940. With Hitler's invasion of France a complete success, the debate was furious. Should Britain make peace or fight on alone? Although, in this reconstruction, no one's arguing out loud because we can't afford equity rates. Leading the peacemongers was Lord Halifax. No one knows what he looks like, so we can have anyone play him and spend the money on a half-decent Churchill who wanted to keep on fighting. Some of Churchill's words are immortal. If the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour. And never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. If he'd been alive today, just imagine how good his tweets would have been. I've never met Churchill, so the best way to understand him is to ask someone else who never met him. Hello.
Now this is a, now to you understand, this is,
see,
a,
it's like the other show type of setup.
Yeah, this is a real historian.
Interviews and they're not being legit.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Peter Cashel. I'm reader in history at the University of Westminster.
Why do we say Churchill won the war when we know he didn't have a proper go at it himself, did he?
What, you mean in terms of fighting?
Yeah. He just sat underground in a hole, didn't he, smoking, telling people what to do, like a minicab operator.
Well, I suppose in some ways it's quite a good analogy, because unless you've got someone directing the fleet, the soldiers, the tanks, etc., then similarly, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Churchill was sort of out of shape, wasn't he? Like, he was quite overweight and he drank and smoked a lot. He couldn't even climb a ladder, could he? How good a role model do you think he was, really?
I think he would find it difficult.
I mean, if you don't look at the fact that he won the war.
Sorry.
Pause real quick. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
The greatest part about this is she's it's like a her facial expressions, the way she's sitting.
Yeah,
it's like she's asking these ridiculous questions, but she has like the most succinct. I think that's what's throwing this guy off, is because she's asking them sincerely.
She plays a very dumb, curious person well.
but it's so professional. Like, I
know. She doesn't know she's asking dumb questions.
Exactly. That's what makes it great.
She thinks she's asking legitimate questions and is being serious.
Right. And then the guy's sitting there like, well, she's got to be a professional. She's from the BBC.
Exactly. Because this show is on the BBC. So, of course, it's like, oh, no, yeah, we're filming a piece for the BBC. Oz's great. And then you get
this
dumb idiot.
That'd be like if NBC had a Comedy Central style type of show, and then you just walk in and be like, hey, we're from ABC.
Exactly.
And then this is what happens.
And indeed, before the war came along, he'd been out of office for 10 years. So politically, he was in the wilderness.
What was he doing in the wilderness?
It's a metaphor. He was not in the government. He was on the Conservative backbenches.
Why did they have the backbenches in the wilderness?
The wilderness is a reference to the fact that he's not in office.
How did Winston Churchill come to invent Tippex?
Well, he didn't.
It's amazing to imagine that Churchill literally single-handedly stopped Germany from winning War II with his funny voice and his big cigar. And then one day, he just vanished. Nobody knows where he went. Next week on Moments of Wonder, I'll be finding out what's the heaviest month of the year.
What's the heaviest month of the year next?
For those who listen to the podcast, there's a scale. One's October, another one's April. Two calendars just sitting there on a scale.
Anyway, if you want to find out this shit, it's called Weekly Wipe. It's
Philomena Cunk is my favorite.
They're all on YouTube, but just look Weekly Wipe. It's every week they do one of these.
Wipe, okay. So Weekly Wipe is the much fuller segment, but every time she comes on, I'm like, yes, she's the best.
Because she's so dumb. She also plays a character. She plays a character like, you know, every day, you know, like the everyday person they talk to on the street. Mm-hmm. And there was one episode where she was describing Breaking Bad as a show, and the way she described it was so dumb but brilliant. Any other British show that doesn't have dragons in it, she goes, it's just boring, not like Game of Thrones. Like, it's very funny. But yeah, check it out. It's called Weekly Wipe.
Yeah, and please check her out.
You know that show Black Mirror we were talking about? The host of that show is a creator of the Black Mirror show.
Oh, I don't like the Black Mirror as much.
It's
depressing and weird and scary, and it leaves me not happy.
Remind me about this show again.
Black Mirror is kind of like a Twilight Zone, but set like in the not too distant future, where how scary things could happen with technology. Actually, Robert Downey Jr. liked one of the episodes so much that he bought it to make a film out of it. But every episode is its own thing, kind of like the Twilight Zone, you know, where every episode is its own story. You know,
there's no continuity,
right? I mean, the plot of the first episode is. They kidnap the Princess of England,
Prime Minister
fuck a pig on air, or they're gonna kill her.
Oh, okay, I remember you telling me.
And I didn't like that episode because I'm like, this is too stressful, and for what? Yeah. Like, how is anyone
turned down for what?
How is anyone benefiting?
Turned down for whom?
How is anyone benefiting from watching the Prime Minister fuck a pig?
And I'm benefiting from a prime minister fucking a pig because it would be hilarious.
Well, no, it was just so sad.
No, it was hilarious.
And then the second one that I watched was the premise was they insert a brain chip so that your whole life is recorded and you can play back. So
that's
like
the one Robert Downey Jr. bought the rights
for. You can do anything on instant replay. And that stressed me out because I was like way too engrossed in the storyline. And I'm like, I would hate that world because everyone would play back what I said and psychoanalyze all my words. And like, you know, I would never be able to win an argument ever again. It would just be awful. You'd be stuck rewatching everything you did instead of actually living your life. And so that stressed me out. So I'm not watching it anymore. It's a very stressful show.
I didn't hear anything you said because Turn Down for Whom is going to make me laugh all
night. Turn Down for Whom?
Because that was the first time we actually corrected our grammar the right way.
No, Turn Down for Whom?
That is like the proper way of saying that phrase. And we always get it wrong. And that's the one time I got it right. And that was so funny. Jesus Christ, man. I'm
afraid. Marie Dewey, you know what? Since Dutch is very happy, I'm going to read a story that's going to make him mad. Because everybody knows that Dutch hates penguins. Hates him.
Oh, I'm mad.
See, told you, he's so mad.
He loves to kick
him. So mad.
Marie's going to love the story. Dutch is going to hate the story. And Sean's going to be happy with how mad it's going to make Dutch.
Okay. What about John?
John is going to make funny voices I'm about to say. The 109 year old man who knits sweaters for penguins. Alfie Date, Australia's oldest man who also creates tiny clothes in his spare time for penguins.
Well, the life expectancy down there is like what, 42? How old is he?
109.
Because everything down there can kill you. Oh no!
Here's a picture of the sexy penguins.
Can we? Jesus,
oh my God!
I knew this would get Marie. Why? Okay, first of all, you can't.
She's panicking. Look at her. She's panicking.
Oh my God, look at this. What is wearing a penguin sweater?
One's wearing a Superman.
Penguin Publishing sweater on a penguin.
Dude, why?
Oh, fucking balls.
Oh, they look so toasty.
What is the demand for sweater penguins?
What do you mean? What's the demand?
Made out of penguins, but not that. This is just ridiculous.
No, penguins are shelling out top dollar for these sweaters.
I was gonna say,
being Australia's oldest person hasn't slowed down Alfie Date, who has a hilarious name and launched a knitting mission just 12 hours after arriving at his new retirement home to provide jumpers for penguins.
A knitting mission.
Yeah.
How many penguins were on the retirement property that he felt they were cold?
Alfred Alfie Date is 109 years old and began knitting in 1932 when his sister-in-law taught him how to knit a jumper for his newborn nephew.
And I said, fuck my nephew. He can stay cold. These penguins need sweaters.
Penguins.
Now, Alfie,
that's exactly what I would do. Fuck that baby. These penguins deserve the sweaters because it's going to be way babies, cuter. Marie. No.
Now, Alfie is putting his
genitals.
His genitals in someone's mouth.
Old man balls.
Oh, my God.
He
looks.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia! Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Has anyone ever put a bride and groom outfit on two penguins?
I'm sure Maul will find it very quickly.
Yeah, in a second. Now Alfie is putting his generous and still nimble fingers to use, creating tiny clothes for Phillip Island's penguins who, well, woolen. Okay, first off, the place is called Phillip Island Penguins. One better be named Phillip C, but spelled like the C. Phillip Seymour Hoffman. That would be a great name for a penguin. No?
Went a long way for that one.
Really long or just the right amount of way?
Didn't he die?
No, it took you forever. It was like.
Yes.
He's kind of funny.
Remember when he died? You go.
Yeah, he died. A penguin attack, if I remember correctly.
This guy is so old.
There it is.
He looks 109.
Yeah, he looks.
And by the way, how old do you have to be where you stop getting called like a middle school nickname like Alfie?
109.
Just call him Alfred or Fred.
110. Oh, he's almost there. Couple more years. Phillip Island's Penguin Foundation put out a call.
There's a foundation?
We need to start a foundation.
No, you want to use penguins as an actual building foundation.
Well, they're bones.
I want to beat them.
But you want to punch them.
Stop hitting penguins.
See those ones right there? The Christmas penguins with the Santa outfits?
Don't punch that penguin.
First of all, why are they there? Second of all, why isn't everybody kicking them on principle?
No.
They're delicious. Don't forget that.
They're very fatty. It's like bacon.
Exactly. That's why seals and whales and everything else in the South, or at least the South Pole, loves them. And North Pole, I guess.
Delicious.
The same day that Alfie arrived at his new age care
Stop with the Alfie.
Alfred.
The day that Alfred arrived at his new age.
Alfred!
Arrived at his new age care village in Yumina on the central coast of. I don't care. He decided to offer up the skills he had polished for over 80 years.
So he started as a 20-year-old knitting these?
That's Whoa, a good life 20-year-old African-American.
When you're 109, like that's a good thing to be like, you know what? Put this on my tomb. Whoa. Jesus.
I think I'd been in here for about 12 hours.
Look at this picture. Was that what you were rolling about?
The penguin.
You're right. He looks like the actual villain, the penguin. No wonder he's knitting for them. He's building an army.
He looks like Paul McCartney's dad.
He looks like Paul McCartney's mom.
Oh, God, he's old.
I think it's been about 12 hours, might have been 13. The two girl nurses come in and jerk me off and say, we believe you can knit.
Sexy.
By the way, I'm reading here, you know that bandage on the side of his face in this picture here?
Don't care.
That came because of a breeze.
Yeah, you know what he
said? A breeze?
A breeze.
Yeah.
Old people damage very quickly.
He actually sneezed and had to get a hip replacement.
Oh my God.
The 109-year-old quickly went to work, joining in hundreds of people around the world.
Those black eyes he has, that was because he pulled his blankets over his face a little too fast.
That's all it takes. He had to have Tommy John surgery because he used...
Fragile,
they break there. Very easily.
He had to get stitches on the top of his head because he tried to brush his hair.
That's all that... Yeah, he ripped skin. All of it came off.
It's like
off.
That scene in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Where just, you know, you pull too hard and half your scalp comes off. You gotta watch it when you get 109.
They're basically zombies.
Incredible Mr. Brisby!
They're basically zombies that smell like Old Spice.
Basically.
Little penguins are only found in New Zealand and Southern Australia.
Because I beat the shit out of every single one I found here.
Why don't you like penguins?
Fuck them.
And there is a colony of 32,000 who live in Phillip Island.
How many of them have sweaters?
I think there's a video.
I so excited.
Yeah, there's a video of penguin sweaters.
I'm excited. Are they going to be flapping their little wings?
Oh, God.
They're gonna puff up their chest.
Why just kill Marie tonight?
They're going to puff up their chest, and they're going to put their proud beak in the air and show off their sweater, and they're going to flap their little wings behind them.
No. By the way, real quick, for listeners, if you're not joining in on our Hippo Juice Facebook page, there's actually like a bit going on called Kill Marie with Cuteness. Marie. Is that what it is? Like, what, is there a hashtag for that, or is it just that the acronym?
Nice,
it's fine. It's Marie, hashtag KMWC.
Look at
right, Kill Marie with Cuteness.
Look at the flying penguin because in the chat.
And he's so,
you'll find out why in a second. Go ahead and play
so
the video.
Cute.
Wait, so is that like Joel just or Dutch just like actually taking a penguin and chucking it on the beach?
Yes, it's a direct shot from me because I was trying to Tom Brady that thing, see how my spiral would be. And oddly enough, with the cape, it worked.
But first, you had to
spiral.
First, you had to deflate the penguin.
And my sister-in-law said it was a shocking thing for a man to nurse a baby and have two idle hands.
Well, I got tired of being a Bond villain, so I decided.
I need translation. I this guy and the black cousin fucker. I can't understand what they're saying. What did he say?
So she said, "Knit me a mask."
I have no idea.
Well, that's what happens when your lungs are made out of dust.
It's true. It's tough.
I don't think that's how it works.
I haven't got any wool, and I haven't got any needles.
He doesn't have any wool or needles.
I don't think I can recall how
a mosquito landed on his ear and it just fell off.
Okay,
you need a pair of needles and wool, stuck it in the hand.
I honestly have no clue.
Can anybody translate? I'm not even. This
I am not joking. I don't know what he's saying.
Start over again. I
yeah,
I
let's
feel
have
like I'm
Marie.
Close.
Marie's our old person translator.
What were you saying, Grandpa?
Okay, here we go.
Just a nurse and a baby.
Something and a baby.
And my sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law.
Said it was a shocking thing.
Set up a shocking thing.
For a man
thing?
To nurse a baby and have two idle hands.
The baby has two little hands.
So she said.
She said.
Knit me a mask.
Knit me a mask. Or a jumper.
And I said, I haven't got any wool.
And I said, I don't have any wool.
And I haven't got any needles.
I haven't got any needles.
And I was like, I don't think I can recall how you do it.
I don't think I can record how you do
it. You've got a pair of needles and a little buck. Stuck in the hand. And she said,
she got it. She nailed it. Flippily flop flop floops.
And actually, you actually helped me there because I couldn't get any of it even the second time around. So.
The grease allows the water to seep under their feather coats. Despite his age, Alfie said he's always make sure that his jumpers are up to scratch. I like to make without a mess, and I don't excuse myself for doing it, but I think there's an excuse for a person who's going beyond normal span of life to shit their pants as they make penguin outfits. Alfie is used. I'm reading it directly. Alfie's used to helping others with.
First of all, like he's saying, I need to have the highest standard of penguin suits.
Yes, because they will judge you.
Complaining, going, you know what, dude? Last week was a lot better, but this one's a little ill.
Have you
like,
not
complaining?
Have
What's
you not
your
been,
return policy?
Have you not been on Penguin Yelp? They will fuck you
yes,
up, bro.
Yes, I try. I go on that and penguinbeaters.com and
penguins
and fuck
list.
Penguins and penguinscanshitmyasshole.com. Dude, I'm members by all these things and I
Dude,
pay
those
at
are
least
all porn
$1,000 a month on
Is
them.
That why you wear members only jackets?
What? But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
Have you been watching most recent episodes?
No, that was our friend Rancat was like, damn it, play this.
He says, replace she with he, and that's him. He's so old.
He's old.
Wait, so no. Old. Is that from New Girl?
No, that's from Adam Sandler from Happy Gilmore, man.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Jesus. When
he's trying to kick his grandma.
It sounded like Nick for a second there. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were playing
a
clip from
yourself.
That show.
No, is that date? What do you mean?
I'm talking about Dutch.
Oh, yeah. Dutch is a new... he's
you know
a hipster.
I hate Adam Sandler.
You don't like Happy Gilmore?
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
I like that one. Here we go. I that's the only redeeming movie he ever had.
There's more
you
than one.
You didn't like Billy Madison?
Billy Madison.
No, I don't like watching a retard being played throughout
I
the
even
time.
Like Big Daddy, I'll be honest with you.
I yeah. like Mr. Deeds.
I like Mr. Deeds as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
No. I actually watched Mr. Deeds for Buscemi.
Buscemi's amazing in
Buscemi?
Everything.
Buscemi? You're screwed up everybody's names tonight.
I said Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Buscemi, you
Do you
dumb
think Steve Buscemi
idiot.
Invented a shimmy called the Buscemi?
That's a good dance. The Buscemi?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've great. Always called him Buscemi.
Well, you're calling him wrong.
Oh, well, fuck you.
You're like, it's like the old guy who tried to fuck you, called you Centauri.
At first, I was on Dutch's side, but then John was all like, fuck you, and now I'm on John's side.
It's a very good point.
You know, he really turned me around when he was like, fuck, and I'm like, what's he going to see after this? He was like, you. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Groundbreaking.
Point, spread, smash.
You know what I like to point out is that I can tolerate Dutch wanting to kick penguins more so than I can tolerate Dutch not enjoying Adam Sandler movies. Why is that the thing that I draw the line with?
He's an awful... No, his movies are awful. The only ones that were actually funny was, at least for me anyways, was just Happy Gilmore. I mean, he played the exact same character in Billy Madison that he played in Waterboy.
I like Waterboy, too. Oh, I forgot. I like Waterboy.
I got a wooden spoon, dude.
Exactly. Thank you, John. You on with me? Like, he's terrible. His movies are fucking... I actually got into a serious argument with Kelsey this week because she said she liked Adam Sandler movies and I told her to leave my apartment.
Ooh, you are angry.
So angry. Fuck Adam Sandler and his shit fucking movies.
Adam Sandler movies are better than your Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I realize I'm not talented to make movies, so I don't do it. He hasn't realized that yet.
Well, he's a fucking billionaire, so he's doing pretty
exactly,
good.
And I don't know why. Dude, that was part of the whole Sony hack. Remember that whole thing when that first came out? One of the first things that leaked was everybody at Sony saying, why the fuck are we still investing money in Adam Sandler? We lose money. He makes a ton. He's awful.
Seriously?
I don't like him now anymore, but I did like some of his early movies. I did like him. I'm not going to say. I even like Little Nicky.
He had two movies that were like legitimately okay. I can see why people like
him. You didn't like The Wedding Singer?
You didn't like The Wedding Singer?
Well, to be fair,
you
I didn't like
it. It's based on you.
You don't like The
Wedding
Singer?
You guys like The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
No, I'm not a fan.
Well, yes.
No, you don't.
No, Sean didn't like it, though.
No, you don't. Marie and Royce, neither of you two like it either.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I do.
Watch it again.
I like it because I also like the 80s.
Watch it again, knowing all the other shit that
we
did.
We watched it recently.
We watched that and and Mr. Deeds.
And we laughed our balls off.
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Look at this. Another movie with Drew Barrymore. Go fuck yourself. Fuck Adam Sandler. I hate him.
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to
I have three characters I just read in one of my movies. I had this kind of awkward guy,
and then I had the crazy guy,
and then I had the retard. Like, dude, fuck him.
Need you.
Physically makes me angry.
When Dutch hates me, I will feel blue. And when Kelsey defends it, I kick her out my house.
This fucking sucks.
Song's
really terrible.
So but he was listening to The Cure a lot when he wrote it.
Thing sucks.
It was bullshit. It was a
hey, Royce.
Job. Yes, Marie.
Man, having Ramcat in the chat is incredibly helpful. Netflix signs Adam Sandler to exclusive 4-movie deal.
How much is he
getting?
There
you go. There you go. Yeah, because Sony and everybody else
How much is he getting?
Wait, we're making no money off of this.
How much is he getting?
Scrolling down.
Four movies?
Four.
Wait, but that he's starring in or that he's making? Because it could be...
Netflix movie deal, Machinery Isn't Slowing Down. The internet video service has inked a pact with Adam Sandler to star in and produce 4 films to be available exclusively on Netflix worldwide. The first movie under the pact could arrive as soon as 2015. Sandler's Happy Madison Productions will work with Netflix to develop 4 films.
There you go. It was only
2 good movies.
He has to name an entire production company after that. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. Happy Madison. Ugh.
Well, that's because Nicky Deeds wouldn't have sounded good.
Exactly.
Hey, it's not so bad.
But actually, it's not that terrible. It sounds like a lead singer to a fucking 80s rock band.
You know what makes me even more sad is, Royce, you and I are both huge Dan Patrick fans.
Yeah.
The fact that Dan Patrick is like such good buddies with him and he's in every single one. That's the only saving grace of any of his movies. The fact that Dan Patrick makes an appearance in every single one of
them. The Fonz. Henry Winkler.
As well,
come on. Winkler is great in Winkler's great in anything. I think he's hilarious.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Yeah. And he's in the movie. And actually,
but doesn't make the movies good. Just having cool little cameos doesn't make it. Dude, it's awfulness. He's terrible.
Okay. But do you like movies?
You hate him. You hate him. You know you do.
You hate him. Do you just hate movies he's in, or even ones that, like, do you like Grandma's Boy? He produced it, but I think that movie's hilarious.
I'm leaving the show.
No! What is wrong with him?
Dutch walked away. He doesn't like Grandma's Boy. Fucking Limp Bizkit's out of here. Limp Bizkit has left the building.
He kicked himself out of his own house.
I guess he's rolling out of the house, huh?
No, don't it's either do that. his way, or the highway.
Yeah, not his generation. They don't give a fuck about.
Behind blue eyes?
No, I don't know if that one works as much for this situation.
Looks like he's going to go get himself a gold cobra.
Okay, see, now you're really, really, really reaching.
Yeah. Okay, well, what about $2 bill?
Maybe he's going to go meet Method Man and make a rap video with Redman. That'd be really good. All in together now is what I'm saying, and that's what we'll be. Back after this on Hippo Juice, second hour. Stay there. Don't leave. I'll kill you.
Boner.
Warlike Radio! Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange room.
Warlike Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, DB, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front DB. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DB, remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Guess who just went to the doctor for his five-year checkup?
Kirstie Alley.
Me. Longest I've been naked in 3 years.
Well, what'd he say?
Doctor stuff. You know, your cholesterol's off the charts. You absolutely must change your eating habits or you will die. Anyway, one cheeseburger and fries, please.
Maybe you should be a little concerned, right? You eat a burger pretty much every day. That can't be good for you.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you eat your burgers every day?
Not every day.
Yeah, we order off menu. That's how we have fun, right? Kill me.
That's nice. Anyway, cheeseburger and fries, please.
You sure you want to ignore your doctor, Teddy?
I'm not ignoring him. I'm just not listening to him.
I'm sorry, Teddy.
What happened? What happened?
I'm killing Teddy.
What? You're gonna kill Teddy? All right. Car's gassed up. That's good. Guess I could homeschool the kids.
No, Lynn. The burgers are killing him.
What?
The ones I give him every day.
Oh, gotcha.
Good God, Linda. You had all that ready?
What? I'm just being supportive, didn't I?
Hey, this is H. Sean Benjamin, and you're listening to More Lick Radio. I mean, like, More Like Radio. Not Lick. Oh, shit. I forget it. Check it out.
Back live on More Like Radio. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Second hour, Hippo Juice. Hopefully the first hour entertained you.
I think it did.
Probably the second hour will.
I was taking a poll and...
You were taking a poo?
No, I was taking a poll.
No, she was taking Royce's poll.
Mm-hmm.
And my 8-ball said all signs point to yes.
It's not a poll. It's a magic 8-ball.
It's not a magic 8-ball. You're actually doing crack.
You're doing crack.
Oh.
She's in love with the cocoa.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
She's got baking soda. She's got baking soda. All right.
Back from the second hour, and Dutch is still bitter that we liked Adam Sandler movies.
Well,
movies.
Who the hell is Dana Massena?
He's really going to hate how much we like Rob Schneider movies.
I hate Rob Schneider.
Oh, so do I, but Dutch doesn't know that.
Oh, well, that's right. He's not here right now.
There he is.
What?
Don't tell him we're talking about.
Turn down for whom?
Turn down for whom?
He's still laughing at that. Nice.
I actually was thinking about it outside.
Running through my middle bits. Middle bits is such a great name for a woman's vagina. Running through your middle bits.
I believe the Philomena Kunk's real name is Diane Morgan, and she's a comedian. I believe that's who it is.
I miss if I can't book her on the show.
Yeah, she's fucking hilarious.
Diane Morgan is an English actress, comedian, and writer originally from Bolton, Greater Manchester.
Yeah. What about Bolton, Lesser Manchester?
That's not...
What about Michael Bolton?
Lesser Manchester.
Yeah, he's in Lesser Manchester.
All right.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
The lesser portions.
The B-side.
What was her name one more time? I'm sorry.
Diane Morgan? Okay. I think I found her on Twitter, actually, if you want to follow her.
And Pornhub. No.
Sweet.
At Miss Diane Morgan. Hold on. My computer is like doing...
So are we going to talk... We never talked about it yesterday. Are we going to talk about the whole Kanye West thing, or did we just forget it? Because I honestly don't care.
He did something else now?
He interrupted Beck.
Yeah. The problem is like I want to talk about it because... But then I don't because I know we're just feeding him. Like, he's a humongous troll. Like Sean was saying on Facebook. He's a troll?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's just...
Yeah, man, I like to live under a bridge and eat fish out of the river.
No, not that kind of troll, like an internet troll. Not a literal troll.
No, I think John had it right.
Okay, well, he's a literal troll.
Go on,
troll,
John.
Apparently.
What were you
yeah,
saying?
Man, I'm a genius. I lie to keep the three billy goats gruff away from going across from one side of my bridge to the other. Nah, I mean...
Wow, how did we get Kanye West on this show? That's amazing to me.
Because, man, you're on my bridge, and I am a troll. I like to troll the internet, and this show is on my bridge, which is also the internet. Y'all saying?
I mean, I think I know what you're saying.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I gotta give him credit, though. I mean, like, he... Like you were saying, Sean, like he does real life trolling. Like a lot of people, like it will attach.
Wow, really loud. He just trolled us.
He just trolled
us right now.
Jesus. Sorry. But he's one of those kind of guys that like he says it. You know, Jesus. A lot of people won't attach their name to something. They'll come up with a fake profile or whatever and say their dumb opinions that way. He at least is honest about it, I guess.
But they're so stupid. Their opinions are so stupid.
It is really retarded.
Children are also honest, but I don't want to hear what they think about politics or the Grammys.
So he really thought
Beck should give his
award to Beyonce?
Right.
Well, yeah, people were freaking out because Beck plays 14 different instruments. 14 different instruments and had all these different... You know, he wrote all the songs himself, and Beyonce had a bunch of collaborators, co-writers, and executive producers on her album. And Kanye just...
I think my point is, and I was saying it earlier the other day, it was like, that's how much people hate Kanye, that he made Beck relevant outside of the 90s. Like, that's tough.
I didn't even know he had an album out.
And I'm not saying he's not talented. He is. That's not what I'm saying at all.
What did Beck win?
Exactly.
Album of the year, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He had an album?
Right, and I like Beck. I haven't heard any of his stuff now. But my point
is, though, like I like early Beck. I didn't even know
old delay. I love all that. You know, it's great. I'm not.
Should I be paying attention to Beck?
I'm gonna check it out. Obviously,
no. Like, I didn't know that he even
is
like had like.
I haven't heard it.
No, it's not that. It's just that Beck is a crazy Scientologist.
Oh, Beck is a Scientologist. Oh God, now it's two assholes to defend.
Yeah,
damn it.
Great.
He likes Fruit Loops a lot.
No,
yeah,
that's
but which one do you defend more, Kanye or Beck?
Nobody Kanye. Defends Kanye.
No, I'm defending Kanye.
He doesn't need anybody to defend him. He's
yeah,
by himself.
Kanye doesn't need anybody to defend him.
But apparently,
I'm a musical genius, nah.
Why does Kanye think that he needs to defend Beyonce, though? Are they fucking?
No, Beyonce's devout.
Well, I know him and Jay-Z are boys. I think it's probably where it comes
but
from.
But Jay-Z and Beyonce hate when he does this. Do you see the look of horror in their face? Like, why is he doing this again? Why? Like, it's
here's
like
the thing though.
I love John.
Happened.
You know, me and John are friends. But if John keeps like doing crazy things that are bothering me, I'm gonna be like, John, I know we're friends, but can you fucking stop?
Here's
yeah,
the thing,
man.
Like,
oh, but Beyonce needs to get that award, Royce. You know what I'm saying? That.
I know what you're saying.
The worst.
Dee and I were talking the other day, and we were like, "What
was this
what?
Between you guys fucking?
I don't know what you're talking
it was
about.
During.
So you guys do now?
It was during they were fucking
a lot of.
Were you guys going douche?
Fucking so just balls
we
deep.
Yeah, they only have sex to black skinhead.
We were talking
does
about
all of your penis fit in there or only halfway because she's so tiny?
Yeah, I was going to say, you hit bottom every time?
Every time. It's not wow. The point.
You can't dive in them in the shallow water pool, man.
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
Why'd you hit that button?
I didn't mean to.
Why not?
Oh,
I was trying to type.
You pulled a Dutch.
I was trying to type. You know when you're trying to type something, but
right, sound yeah, we're pulled up. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
dummy. Where were we defending Kanye?
Oh no, you're balls deep in D.
That's not what the point of the
just hitting
was.
Barrel bottom every single time.
I don't think that was any of the.
With him and his huge roided up dick that he has.
More like Greg Louanis.
Just smashing into poor small D's vagina.
Look at this, Winston. I can do this all day, man.
I got it all day, man.
Just every day.
All day, every day.
All day.
I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Hey, can always just do butt stuff.
Could do butt stuff.
Why are you yelling at me?
I do this all day.
Not so much of a shallow, you know.
I think we answered our own questions. We don't need your input. We know what's happening.
This is, by the way, D's what you get for not being on the show tonight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I'm right here. What did I do?
Oh, you don't matter.
But like, what did Kanye have to say in response to him almost kind of sort of stepping on stage? Because he did, but then he didn't.
Here's the thing, though. He started to get up on stage and everybody was laughing. He came off stage laughing. Even his dumb wife and all the friends who were around were laughing, thinking, oh, he was just doing a goof, trying to, you know, recreate, but not make it as awkward the moment he had with Taylor Swift a couple years ago.
But I'm pretty sure people are not allowed to just walk up on stage. That just means that anybody can just go up on stage.
That's just it. Is these are A-list celebrities and they have reputations and nobody just assumes that that's going to happen.
Why do they keep sitting Kanye near the front?
Because of this kind of stuff.
No.
Yes. Because
he might just do it. And yes. That would create good ratings.
Anytime a white person.
But you realize
person-
he hasn't done this since 2009.
Well, every time a white person beats out Beyonce,
he gets upset. George Bush hates black
people.
Then
he storms on the stage.
George Bush hates, you know what he does. He hates him.
And then
he doesn't care about. That's what the phrase was, yeah.
In that picture, Beck kind of looks like the curly Jew-haired kid from Superbad. Whatever the fuck his name
McLovin?
Is. No, not
me. Oh, I know what
I'm talking about. The one that,
I forgot his name too.
Anyways, it's on The Office.
But anyways, the point is that it looked like, oh, he's actually come into his own. He's gotten a sense of humor and he's making fun of himself by, you know, like sort of like going up and then just leaving real quick. Just kind of like go, hey guys, I'm not that guy anymore. And then directly after the ceremony, he gets on some interview on, I don't remember where he was, but yeah, he sits there and goes, he should give, do we have it? Can we play it? Does anybody have it?
Do you have it?
I don't know. Yeah, producer,
pretty much like Kanye said that Beck should give his award that he won to Beyonce.
Now, why would they give a Grammy to someone who makes beers? That's the thing. I don't understand. Like, why would they do
not
that?
Not Beck's. Beck.
Oh, this story makes so much more sense now.
I'm pretty sure Beck's tastes better than Beyonce.
Beck's beer.
No, John.
Isn't that how it works?
I don't know.
I think it is. I just thought Kanye didn't like, only was like a big homebrew guy, and he was mad that Beck's was a big corporation winning the Grammy for it, for beer, best beer.
Wait, you think he likes IPAs?
I don't know.
No.
Sure. He's just, he named this kid after a compass. Who cares?
What, Sunto?
No, Northwest.
Northwest?
Oh, ew.
Sex offender who won the lottery sued by his alleged victims.
Ha! That's awesome. He's got money now.
I remember this story,
It's a bizarre story to begin with. A convicted sex offender turned millionaire thanks to lottery winnings.
That's like Sean's dream. Yes, Marie?
I'm just waiting for all my sex offenders to become millionaires and win the lottery so I can sue them.
How many?
Did Royce do this time?
Oh, Royce didn't offend anything.
Who got to you?
Don't worry. I'll let it leak whenever they win the lottery.
It's Bill Cosby.
Story to begin.
But there's like so many now, it's not worth it.
Well, yes, you see, Marie, the thing we got to do.
Wow, what impression was that?
I don't know. That's the guy who fades out at the end.
That's what I was
real
trying to do.
Cosby, you know what I'm saying?
That's not a good one either. No one could do Cosby on this show.
Nobody could do Cosby. Halfway through, like the second of my mouth, I was like, this isn't good. And I just
everybody does a bad Cosby. Only few
zip, zop, zibble, bop.
Convicted sex offender turned millionaire thanks to lottery winnings. But if a lawsuit goes as planned, that newly found wealth could soon be gone. Timothy Deadpool of Florida won $3 million in the state.
Wait, Deadpool?
Of course. the wonderful sunny state of I'm not going to say it so Marie can't play it.
Lottery in early December.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
This actually...
Matt Damon.
Damn. Continue with the story.
Mom.
I actually enjoyed that.
Damn.
Matt Damon.
Okay.
Remember, and took a lump sum payment of around $2.2 million. The story made national headlines at the time, as Poole is a registered sex offender, having pleaded guilty in 2002 to the attempted sexual battery of a 9-year-old boy in 1990.
Oof. Oh, so the boy's
That's
suing?
Rough. That is rough, because like usually when you hear sex offender, my first thing is because I had a buddy get convicted of as being a sexual offender because he streaked across the football field in high school. Mm-hmm. And because it was nude, I guess, around children, that was considered. So he's been hit with that. But, dude, a 9-year-old boy, like, that's rough.
Poole was sentenced to time served, about 13 months for the crime. He was also given 10 years of sex offender probation and was forced to register.
Which is the worst kind of probation.
As a sex offender. His probation was later revoked, and he served 3 years.
It's been revoked.
What is sex offender probation like?
You have to put a sign in front of your house?
Stop! Oh, sorry. Stop! I did it again. I'm such an asshole.
You're just dutching up the show tonight.
I'm sorry.
Years in prison for failing to attend mandatory counseling sessions. But the attorney for two men bringing
Why
a
Why can't
suit
it be
woman-mandatory?
I get it.
Oh, Marie.
You know? Gender-neutral words, people. Gender-neutral words.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
That's not enough.
Millions only starts to define what...
Tony Stark?
Somebody should pay if these allegations are true.
There's alligators or sexual predator alligators?
Allegations.
I'm terrified.
Oh my God, what kind of alligators are those?
I'm canceling my trip down to Florida. I don't want sexual alligators ripping me.
I have a question.
Why did my computer just crash in the middle of the show? I don't know.
Did it seriously?
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's okay. I'll get us back on Netcast in a second. But no, we're still going. Keep going.
I just got off the air?
No. We're fine. Keep going. Marie, can you pull up the story though and finish it off? It's the sex offender one. Sorry, it's just because Windows is really, Windows 8's my favorite, I think, out of all the Windows, right, guys?
I told you not to switch over.
I didn't have a choice.
Wait, hold on. Can they not see us in Ustream either?
No, they can. That's a different computer. We're fine. Keep going.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Don't worry. I had a backup, so don't worry. Keep going.
Which story was it?
The sex
the
offender.
Sexual the sexual alligators look at the raping chat. Children in Florida,
Marie. Oh, it's in the Hoodat
yeah,
chat?
Yeah, sorry. I should have told you that.
Oh, I was going to say it wasn't in the
paper. Who that?
Put that paper over. Oh, I thought you knew
no,
that.
No, don't.
That.
You don't need to.
I put my name in bold. I've been working on my opinion with some change to throw.
Wow. I'm so fancy.
You already know.
I'm in the fast lane.
From LA to Tokyo. Sorry. This is going to be the slowest thing in history. By the time I actually refine the article, you will have rebooted your computer.
No, don't worry. But you can, move on to another one if you have it. Oh. I don't care.
Sex offender who sues. Okay, getting there. Yeah. Getting there. Stall for time.
Doing a
bang. Okay, we're
job.
Back on Edcast too.
Okay. Oh, well, it's still loading. Why is my computer so slow? I got to fix that shit. Did you
in
actually
meantime,
pull it the real song?
Marie, bring it back. No.
First thing first, I'm a realist. Doc says it's in the whole world, fill it. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down. Like I'm giving
all right, I'm done. You got it?
Well, it's just scrolling down. Okay.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh? Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah. You got it yet?
I got it. All right, so we read in 1999 he was arrested for allegedly sexually abusing a 9-year-old boy. He ultimately pleaded guilty.
Hold on, what was the abuse and what was the kid wearing?
Exactly.
That doesn't help the situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want to know. I'm a reporter.
You're not
Royce.
Okay. You're not that
Joel.
As we pointed out,
this is a Florida story, not a Maryland story. So you can't ask what the girl was wearing or the boy in this case.
Yep.
Wow.
Maryland.
That's a big throwback. I remember the story.
Yep. He ultimately pleaded guilty to attempted sexual battery as part of a plea bargain. And
now, is that when you throw Duracells at people and energizers?
Yeah, attempted sexual Duracell.
That's real. Those are heavier too.
Remember when Duracell used to have the two buttons on either side that you could pull down together?
Oh yeah, to see how much charge.
Why did that go away?
Really get it?
Because it was never right.
Yeah, you had to squeeze so hard sometimes it didn't work.
Because why did they just invent it to be better instead of taking it away? Because you know how many times I had
rather I'd rather not have my thumbs hurt and just throw the battery.
It hurts. You're right. It had to hurt for you to do it.
No, but when you're in dire need of a battery, you need to know if it works or not.
You know how you know you put it in. If it turns on, it works. If not, it doesn't. It's putting in a battery. It's not rocket science.
Better yet, you check the expiration date.
What if something wasn't working and you didn't know if it was because of the batteries or not? That's when you have a problem.
Generally, well, if the battery blows up in there.
Don't worry, Marie. If it breaks, I'll buy you a new disc, man. It's not a big deal.
Thank
it's
you.
Like $4 for like 1,000 of them.
Shut up, you. I don't live in Colorado with your money-making state.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. Inflation here is ridiculous on batteries. And sexual batteries.
I don't know why that makes any sense.
All right.
Sexual batteries are batteries you put in your sex toys.
And sodium chloride batteries.
Well, he spent 13 months in jail and was released on probation.
Yale, I believe it's a soft J.
No, Yale is an Ivy League college.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a university.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
You mean Yali? You're pronouncing it wrong.
Yale?
Yeah.
Yale.
That means Yale.
Yeah.
But doesn't that just mean pole?
Yes.
So
what?
Yeah, it's all the girls have to go on a stripper pole to pay for their Yale school.
No, pole.
Yeah, you have to pull in your education.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's better.
None of these things are true.
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, then what the hell is Dale?
Nobody knows.
You only Dale once, though.
She's dating Mitch.
That's how you say Dale in Spanish. No, that's Dolly. That's Dolly.
Dale Earnhardt?
Mm-hmm.
Dalai Lama?
His dad died.
Mm-hmm.
It did happen.
The Dalai Lamas?
Hey, remember when we were reading an article?
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Like Dale Inherit Hart.
All right, so back to the lottery winning sex offender that gets sued. He was released on probation, which was revoked in 2003 after
happened? Why?
After he ditched his mandatory counseling sessions.
Uh-oh.
He was then sentenced to 3 years in Yale or Yale.
Wow.
I think it's jail.
So you don't go you forget to show up for a few counseling meetings and you wow.
Yeah. Okay. Though he is listed as a sexual predator on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement website, the law does not allow the state to withhold
Sean's homepage.
The law does not allow the state to withhold payment based on a winner's criminal record. That's good news for pool.
Good news for pedophiles.
The bad is there's no statute of limitations for victims of sexual abuse under the age of 16.
I think that's a good
one. So it's like a civil suit then?
Well, two brothers who were 9 and 5 years old.
If it's a civil suit, I am totally Team Captain America right off the bat.
Civil War?
Civil War.
You're thinking
what are we talking about?
Civil suit of a sex offender that won the lottery.
I thought this was the new plot of the new Avengers. I apologize.
No.
It sounded really weird.
No, that has more robots.
Sex offender sounds like a bad villain name. I didn't why.
Well,
I mean, I got it. It's terrible.
Most of them are bad guys.
Did you think he was Avengers, an Irish villain?
Yeah. Sex offender.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Fuck.
No.
That sounds like an Irish guy.
Yeah.
It's not an Irish guy.
Sex offender. Sorry.
Now two brothers who were 9 and 5 years old respectively
Whoa,
at the time.
Whoa, two African Americans.
Oh, no. You can't change brothers. No.
We're not doing this bit with the word brothers.
We're in a pedophile
story.
I've
been suffering this stupid black bit for 2.5 years.
Whoa, African American man.
Ugh.
They filed a lawsuit against Poole in the wake of his lucky break. Poole, now a taxi driver.
What was a lucky break? Winning the lottery and banging kids?
Yep. He's now a taxi driver for a company owned by his mother.
And the only person who would give him a job after banging a 9-year-old?
And he insists he's innocent. It may be hard for some to believe.
He never actually went to trial. He just got a plea bargain, right?
Yeah, and then didn't go to counseling.
Hmm.
It may be hard.
That's expensive.
It's not really.
Counseling? State mandated.
Yeah.
You still have to pay
state
for
mandated,
it.
But they kinda, still charge kinda, you like $1,000 a session, I'm sure, or something like that.
$1,000 a session?
Well, if you're banging kids,
it's a racket, dude. I'm telling you.
If you're banging kids, you probably need a special therapist.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it works. I'm making it all up.
Well.
How much are they suing for?
Probably all of it. It doesn't say, though.
Now,
is it just these two dudes? Or
now this is going to be fucked up, and I know, but I have to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I'm the devil. No.
Good advocate.
Thanks. No, I can't do a good Al Pacino, so I can't play devil's advocate. But I kind of get... Should you, after you serve your time, somebody be able to come afterwards and sue you for money you won afterwards?
She got a great ass! I'm out of pencil.
Like, why is that plain?
Like, nice. Like, let's say it wasn't pedophilia. Let's say it was something else. Let's say Sean was in an was drunk and he was in an accident and he hurt somebody. Not killed them, but maybe they got whiplash. Whatever. Fine.
With his dick?
Then after Sean serves his time, let's say he gets a year. He gets out of jail. When he gets out of jail and he's missing the gay sex, then he wins the lottery.
He misses it so hard.
So he wins the lottery. Then can the guy who got hurt go, oh, now he's won the lottery. Now I'm going to sue him because he wants more money.
Yes.
Right.
I understand, yes, but that's kind of fucked up.
I think civil suits are pretty fucked up in general. That's like, you shouldn't be able to try somebody for a crime they already got criminally convicted of. And then on top of that, be like, hey, by the way, you owe me money.
Well, look at OJ. He had to pay money even though he got.
Right.
Right.
Because they opened up a civil suit.
Case. Yeah, I know.
Right. I understand that. Even though he was completely guilty of that, I still don't think it's
right.
Whoa,
you don't know that.
He was.
No.
He even said it in his book that said,
no,
I did it.
No, what if? It said, if I did it.
No, I didn't.
It said, if I did it.
It was in such small print, it didn't count.
It was might have been in 7 italicized, but still.
The if was so much smaller than the I right. did it.
It was 7 point the if, and everything else was 22 font, impact, bold, underlined. The other one was invisible ink. You had to like use it. You have to use a black light to read the if.
Can I go?
Yeah, go on to another story. It's fine.
I'm curious and I want to play this one. It's a video.
I'm curious.
And it says, man and woman wake up in garbage truck after a night in the Tampa casino.
Oh, God, Florida.
I already played it, so I'm not going to do it again.
I'm not even saying
do it again.
State is what it is.
I'm not saying, I'm just so sad for the state.
So
I weep for Florida. I weep
my
for
my state's
it.
Making money. Your guys have people passing out in dumpster trucks.
I can't even make fun of your state. Like, at least it's terrible. It's like so bad here.
Well, let's see how
people
bad
are
it
sleeping
is.
In dumpsters. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yep.
pretty.
Fark has a section
a woman
about
was
us.
In the hospital tonight after she and a friend were dumped into a garbage truck after sleeping.
Well, let's get over the pun laughs.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I saw her last night. I woke up in a dump truck.
All right, start this over again.
Fucking Ybor City trash that went there. Go ahead.
That's not a nice thing to say
there
about
it. There really is
merch.
Like a hierarchy in areas
in Florida,
isn't there?
Woman is in the hospital tonight after she and a friend were dumped into a garbage truck after sleeping in a dumpster. News Channel 8's Rod Carter is joining us live with more on this bizarre story. What a wake-up call today, Rod.
They actually made the man stand. They made the reporter stand next to the dumpster.
In case you, sir, do not know what a dumpster looks like.
This is a dumpster that dumped people into the garbage truck.
They really could do all those segments from the studio.
We really
Why are they wasting money on trucks and having to lift the crane and have the satellite dish? It's such a fucking waste.
And then they make the reporter reenact, I'm going to crawl into this dumpster and then wait overnight and see if I'm put into the garbage truck.
He wakes up with hepatitis C.
Didn't it rain last night? That's probably why they were in the dumpster.
All right, well, let's see what this guy has to say.
It's raining.
Yeah, really, Keith. It's raining. It is bizarre. You know, when you think about it, two people sleeping inside a dumpster, you kind of give it a little bit of a chuckle until you realize just how dangerous that could have been. And you know what? Believe it or not, people sleeping in dumpsters, not all that uncommon.
Started the route this morning. Got the Wawa's about 4:50.
Wawa rules.
Got to the Wawa's. You know, get my hook up. Got to get my hoagie on.
Yeah, man. Got me my BLT club.
The same Wawa that...
Oh, God. I've been to that Wawa. I know where it is. I hate our state.
You know the area. That's the worst part is when you're like, oh, that's
the one right across the street from the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. That's got to be it.
There was somebody sleeping in that dumpster.
Can we pause and just say how great Wawa is, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've parked next to that dumpster.
Praise Wawa.
This garbage segment is brought to you by Wawa. It's fucking
Wawa
good.
Wawa be praised.
All right.
Garbage driver Radames Velasquez's day.
Wait,
started like
stop. Hold on.
Radames Velasquez?
Radames Velasquez? Is he a Klingon?
Yes.
Actually, I believe he's an evil rat from Rasputin's army.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, but God.
He's Hispanic, though.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. My board, my computer's still restarting.
He made his rounds collecting garbage. His second stop, the Wawa on Orient Road in Hillsborough County.
When I checked the container,
there were no people in it.
I looked inside. I seen cardboard. Picked it up.
And I'm like, oh, shit, there's people in it.
When he left,
I was about to hit the button to squish the car, and I'm like, wait, yo, there's people in here.
Well, just because you see cardboard doesn't mean that there's not homeless people underneath it.
Underneath it to stay warm, yeah.
I mean,
like it's their armor.
Trash, he checked his safety camera, as he always does. And that's when he saw something that wasn't that usual.
I noticed someone jumping up and down in the truck. So that's when I immediately pulled over. You know, I called the authorities.
He might have almost pulled over,
listened
too.
Listened to his 911 call.
I got two people, I don't know how to get in the back of the truck, but they stuck in the truck. I almost killed both of them.
Those two, 37
It smells like no more or no less than two people in the back of my truck.
Two slutty girls who got drunk last night.
Oh, God, I was like, you know, my garbage truck smells way worse than usual. It smells like Jägermeister and Fireball and vomit.
Like, I used to live next to sorority, and this is definitely at least two.
Yeah.
Because there was 4 to 5 of these bitches living next to me for about a year and a half.
And you think it'd be hot, but then you figure out...
But it was a fat sorority. That was the weird part.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, man, them alpha moves, man.
Alpha moves. Alpha moves. Alpha moose.
Alpha moo pie, because they're eating pie.
Alpha moo bagel. Go ahead.
Donald Jordan and 49-year-old Lisa Cirabella are from Kissimmee.
Stop.
These are mugshots from previous.
Kissimmee? That's even worse.
Kissimmee wins.
Do you understand that this, I mean, it's
isn't like, Kissimmee an Indian reservation?
No. If you think
no, Kissimmee's
every,
a Puerto Rican
actor.
Think of every bad Puerto Rican stereotype you can think of.
Kissimmee's a Puerto Rican reservation.
It comes from Kissimmee.
That's what it is.
Arrests. Velasquez told me Jordan was a mess.
He was a little bit irate himself. He said he couldn't trust me. I really don't understand what was happening.
I can't trust a man who's taking me away in his garbage truck.
Oh, I thought it was two girls. Is it a dude and a chick?
It's a dude and a chick.
Yeah, it was dude and chick.
They were probably fucking in the dumpster and fell asleep, Dutch. Guaranteed.
Fucking.
Why would you fuck in the dumpster?
They're from Kissimmee.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
That's like a Motel 6 to them.
Exactly. That to them is a really nice Econo Lodge.
Super 8.
I'm Tom Bodadin. We'll leave the light on for you.
We'll leave the dumpster open for you.
There you go. We'll leave the lope. That shit.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
He's going to get it. Hold on. Wait.
Welcome to the botchless, stupid.
Yeah. Right.
I'm stopping that video because it's like freaking out on me.
It's okay.
Now, I would like to go to the next one that intrigued me the second most, which was Saudi historian says American women can drive cars because they don't care if they are raped.
How many years have we been saying that, Dutch?
What?
7 at least.
Why would you write an article about such a common sense thing? I have no idea. Not a clue.
He's a historian, so it's accurate.
He's a historian.
Saudi, though, right?
Saudi
historian.
Saudi Bumbaladi historian.
Yeah, Saudi Bumbaladi. That's how it's
Saudi
pronounced.
Bumbaladi.
Saudi Arabia is the only country on the planet where women are not allowed to drive automobiles. Recently, there have been some hints that the kingdom may relax the prohibition, but that won't happen if the decision makers listen to the opinions of people like his.
Relax what? Like, meaning, like, what? They're allowed to drive as long as the male is driving from the passenger seat.
Well, no, that is
the driver.
That is not true, actually. Now we allow them to play, how do you call it, Mario Kart on the GameCube.
Oh.
Excuse me, is your automobile running?
No, God.
Well, then you
back.
Better go stone your wife. I'm mad. I don't think he gets the joke. It's not. It doesn't sound funny on paper. It sounds funny when I say it in person. It just doesn't sound. I'm sorry. I'll
I
come
don't
back
know
later
why we
joke.
Opened up these polls for the people to voice their. Why do I even ask them for votes? I mean, I don't need the signatures. We're gonna.
Hey, why did the chicken go to vote in the ballot?
Are you gonna
because
sign?
Women are not allowed to. Ahmed, you gotta call someone else to get you better material. This is not working.
Sir, we're just trying to get women to be able to drive in Saudi Arabia. If you could just
I understand,
sign the
please
form.
Believe me, I am trying to be funny. I am a Saudi Arabian stand-up comedian, and Ahmed, he is my
my writer, and I think I got. Look, it's okay. I'm going. You'll get paid for the day. just go and leave. I'm truly sorry. I thought it would be funny.
I
was highly recommended on Yelp.
I appreciate that you're a comedian, but you know we're just trying to get women the ability to drive in Saudi Arabia, and we need these signatures. Are you behind this movement? Oh, your friend to not write your jokes for you.
Yeah, I should probably end this bit now.
Go ahead, Marie.
Oh, your Saudi Arabian isn't as good as your Indian, John.
Yeah, well, what is tomato?
I was going to say, I forgot what country it was from the last time we did this.
Yeah, it's one of those India. Other countries. It ain't the U.S., am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's close enough. We're dumb Americans. We're allowed to.
In a recent TV interview, Al Sadoun explained the unique circumstances in Saudi Arabia that make driving...
Alfie Sadoun?
Salah Al Sadoun.
Swear to God, if this Alfie is also making penguin outfits, Salah I'm going to go to the baby.
That's right. That's another Alfie.
Yeah. In a recent TV interview, Al Sadoun explained the unique circumstances in Saudi Arabia that make the driving ban necessary.
Do we have isn't Al Sadoun isn't Al Sadoun the girl that got married to George Clooney?
No idea.
I have no idea. I think Al Sadoun was that movie back in the '80s. He who owns the spices owns the world.
No, that's Dune.
Oh. In the same
it's
thing.
The movie Dune. You're close.
Well, he explains. In Saudi Arabia, we have special circumstances. The city of Arar.
Her name is Amal Al-Mandadun.
Good one.
You nailed that. What? You nailed that.
That's her real name. Her real name is Amal Al-Mandadun.
Damal Al-Alamod.
Al-Mudin.
All right, guys.
You would be great as a foreign correspondent.
I need you to focus here. This is the logic. Why women aren't allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Right.
All right, focus.
Focusing.
In Saudi Arabia, there's special circumstances. For example, the city of Arar is 150 kilometers away from Al-Jawf.
Makes sense.
From Al-Jawf to Al-Hayl is 400 kilometers.
Everyone knows that.
If a woman drives from one city to another...
Is this a Common Core math problem? Because I don't want to solve this.
Yes.
If a tomato hits a train going 45 miles an hour west...
How many pancakes can fit inside a basket?
Five. Exactly. Is that what you're asking us, Marie?
Yes. Purple, because speed doesn't kill.
No. See? If a woman drives from one city to another and her car breaks down, what will become of her?
She will be raped by sand people.
They love rape down there, don't they?
That's like their thing. That's like their signature thing.
Dude, the Middle Easterners just love raping
everything. You know how Outback their signature thing is a bloomin' onion? Saudi Arabia's signature thing is raping.
Yeah, roadside rape.
Roadside rape, exactly.
So, that's their AAA package.
Rape on the body.
So after this guy says that, the female interviewer points out that women drive in America, Europe, and in the rest of the Arab world. And then he tells her, well, they don't care if they're raped on the roadside, but we do.
It's very nice of them to not care about being raped.
How can
they
make assumptions like that?
How is it?
No, he's right. I don't care if I get raped driving from Al Sadoun to Al Khair.
Last time you drove from Al Sadoun to Al Khair, did you get raped?
No. Okay. I know that I'm taking that risk into my own hands when I drive 350 kilometers from one city to the other city.
Do you think they don't have a price on gasoline there because that's where it comes from?
No, they get like a rape discount.
Yep.
What is this rape discount?
It's something that Progressive offers.
Only in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And it's only with Flo.
Boat and rape insurance.
So how does rape insurance work? If you drive somewhere and you don't get raped, they pay you? Is that...
No. If you get raped...
No, your premiums go up if you do get raped.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you have to meet like a rape quota.
Because Saudi Arabia is a no-fault rape state.
Okay.
So you just need to get personal butthole protection.
That's all you need.
What's a rape state?
It's kind of like a make my day kind of thing. It's like here, if you go on somebody's property... And they shoot you,
right?
Then they're not liable for charges. It's like here, if you're between cities, if you get caught in the open road, that it covers that,
right?
And also, you'll immediately get raped.
Mm-hmm. That's just
it's just how it happens.
And apparently, American women love doing that. How's a fucking backwards culture that thinks like this own the world's fuel supply?
I don't know
because they're
how is this
gas.
Possible?
Would you like to hear another quote from him? Because they're great. Quote. It's no big deal for them beyond the damage to their morale. In our case, however, the problem is of a social and religious nature. So basically, if Americans are raped, it's just a morale bummer. But for them, they kill the woman because she got
in
raped.
In Soviet Saudi Arabia, roadside rapes you.
And
how does that work?
No, he said. Also says that he did like queens that aren't allowed to drive
and have their clitoris removed at birth.
Right. Yeah.
Well, like somebody's got to do it.
Saudi women are driven around by their husbands, their sons, their brothers. Everyone is at their service. They are like queens. A queen without a chauffeur has the honor of being driven around by her husband, brother, and nephews.
That's a, you know what? There you go. That's a nice way to spin it.
How do they explain stoning them to death?
Shut up. That's how.
Well, that's what happens to queens, don't you know?
Oh, there was a video? God damn it. I was wasting all this time. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Why'd you do that?
Just easier to waste time than try, dummy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dummy.
Big dumb
idiot.
But
you did a good job.
Thanks.
Yob.
Welcome. A yob. Silent J.
All right, well, let's see if this video will actually
kick in. Oh,
really?
What the fuck is this shit? Translate it.
Google Translate
this. It was subtext, so that's not going to work. Women used to ride camels, so one might ask what prevents them from driving cars. When I paused it, that was the translation of the sentence he was
saying. Is that seriously? Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'm qualified to drive a camel.
So wait, so does that mean that if a woman
I didn't go through Camel Ed when I was 16.
Al Jafar.
Camel Ed.
To Allah Akbar.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever the cities are. Yeah.
Can they go from one city to the other camel? On camel without being driven?
That's a good question. Like,
what's the
can
question?
Can they go on camel back? Are they allowed?
Like if you can't drive, right? But say nobody's available.
The husband,
say you,
son,
like,
nephew, or brother has to sit on the front hump and you have to sit on the back hump. Oh, no.
So what if you're driving and smoking Camel cigarettes? Are you allowed to then drive if you're a woman?
No, that's especially illegal.
I don't agree with any
that's
of that.
That's like
I think
super
actually,
illegal.
If anything, it would negative itself out, right? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Because women aren't allowed to smoke.
Get to your destination quicker.
Would you like to be treated like a queen and have me drive you around, Maurice, so you don't have to drive anymore?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start doing that.
Okay.
That way you don't get raped on the side of I-4.
What if you rape me?
I mean, it's, I guess that might happen. Together,
wait, that kind of sounds hot.
That's why we got that rape insurance.
Oh, right. We're covered.
We're covered.
Thanks
Flo.
Oh, my God.
This segment was brought to you by Progressive.
Ugh.
Nationwide, it rapes your women.
That's not good.
Well, it's better than killing your son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy, I get it. Hump day. Mike.
See?
Exactly.
Guess what day it is? I'm gonna rape your beehole.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hump day, yeah.
More like it's Saudi Arabia.
It's not even Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Ugh. Fucking Geico just needs. Dude.
They don't have enough spokespeople.
Am I the only person who wouldn't get mad if like the ISIS just decided to like take them out the way they took out those French cartoonists?
Would not mind.
Because they showed camels or something like that. They just took offense about something retarded like they always do. Like, I hate
sounds
Geico
legit
that
to
much.
Me. We should just do it. I get it. Bomb Geico. Hashtag bomb Geico. Thanks, Dutch.
That's not what I said. You said that.
Geico is a cheaper auto insurance.
Royce Lopez, reading who lives in Orlando, Florida, just said that last statement, not Joel.
In between the lines, you were basically saying.
I didn't say that.
That Geico Lizard is a pro-Islamist.
Hmm.
Geico, you're saying, is an Islamist state. That
sounds
fine.
Legit to me.
I'm just saying, if they got taken out by the Islamist state, I wouldn't be mad.
I think what we should do for our next bit is something educational. Because I always like educating the public.
We do.
It's one of my favorite things to do. And
well, if you know, Marie, I only touch children for educational purposes.
Everyone knows that.
I do know that.
You and Pete Townsend.
Yep.
So
Gary Glitter.
What I'd like to bring, and maybe you already know this, maybe you don't. Maybe you'll learn something, maybe you won't.
I'm always ready to learn.
Oh my God.
Again.
From Yahoo Parenting, teen texting terms you should know.
Ooh, teen. Okay, so as a parent of no children, I would like to know what my children are doing.
As a non-parent, I would like to know how I should be texting these teens.
Yes, I'd like to know. So go ahead.
You know, that's not what you're
that's what this article's
to.
For, right?
No, it's not.
As a non-parent, I need to have these teen texts that are coming to me translated because I don't have a teen to tell me.
Then why is Yahoo Serious writing all these weird articles?
All right.
Can you say the title of the article again? I'm sorry.
Five teen texts you should know from Oh My God, Yahoo Parenting.
We're back again. Okay. That's right. I have to do every time.
All right. It's a video. So. Yeah.
Five teen texts you need to know. Think your teen is talking in code? Well, they are. Here are five teen terms to help you decode and sync up with your teen. Number one, bae, before anyone else.
Did you know that?
I don't know. I don't know what that's what it meant, no.
Wait, bae means before anyone else?
Yeah, I've heard of the term.
I have no idea what that
is. Wait, it's an actual acronym?
B-A-E, yes. But before anyone, I've seen the spelling, but I don't know what meant that.
Make before anyone what?
Else.
I thought bae was like the feminine of beau.
I thought it was like a shortened version of baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Like, hey, yo, man, hey, stay away from my bae.
Right.
Before anyone else.
Before anyone else.
We all just sounded super old. That's not what that means.
Knights in Satan's service, right?
100%, I will bet that that's not what that means. Whoever wrote this is an idiot.
But Yahoo Parenting says it is.
Why would they lie?
They went to one thing on Urban Dictionary when the very first search. Okay, that's what it is.
By the way,
Thwack, that hoe over there walking.
I'm actually going to make a site for just Islamic slang words called Turban Dictionary.
I like slang words better.
It's going to be really good. Flan words.
Sand words.
Sand words.
Sandwich words.
Go ahead, Marie.
All right. I like sandwiches.
Next up.
I like
or also can be short for babe. It's your significant other.
It could be short for babe.
Number two. I-L-Y-S-M. I love you so much.
I've never used that.
I-L-Y-S-M, guys. I-L-Y-S-M.
Because in this fast-paced world of autocorrect where you pretty much type two letters and everything else will finish by itself, you have to still do this.
Right.
But you'd have to know the first two letters of those words.
It's not that difficult.
To spell them.
You're right. You know a good point.
Or what you say to your bae. It's nice. Number three. T-H-O-T. That hoe over there.
Pause. Here's the thing. We have to guess what it is.
T-H-O-T.
They already said it.
T-H-O-T.
That hoe over there.
They already said it. I didn't pause.
Oh, okay. Well, next time.
We'll try. Okay, go ahead.
It's really fast.
See the bit coming, Marie.
This video is really fast paced and I can't unclick it in time. Sorry.
Unless it's used in an endearing way. Kids are complex like that.
Kids are complex, saying that hoe over there could be used as a term of endearment or calling it a hoe bag.
I've never used that phrase in my day-to-day life ever. Not even in the point that, like, I'm even shocked that this is even something you have to shorten up into an acronym.
All right, Dutch.
Who uses this term?
In your next business meeting, say T-H-O-T in referring to a hoe bag.
Yeah, we're not buying from you anymore. Bye. Go home. I'm in the middle of Oklahoma crying at an Applebee's.
All right, next up.
Four. Ship. Short for.
Oh, ship. What is short? What is ship short for?
S-H-I-P, right?
Uh-huh.
Short, ho, infertile, pregnant lady.
Okay, that's a good guess.
How is she an infertile pregnant lady?
I think ship stands for...
That's my point.
Super hot into penis.
Okay, gay term. All right.
That's a good one.
Sean?
Swallow.
Uh-huh.
Homosexuals instead of pussies.
Ooh, that could be
at least yours made sense.
It actually was. Not
all right,
bad.
John, take a guess on ship. What ship means?
Stop helping Indians prosper.
Very specific.
It has to be John. It has really to be weird. John's. It has to be John's.
All right, what is it?
What is it?
Wow, John, you're just not helping.
Western Echo has one more guess from the chat. Suck his important penis.
Impotent, not important.
Oh, either one's funny.
All right, ship.
Or relationship.
It's short for relationship.
Or to endorse romance.
Oh.
It's literally just short for...
With a guy?
It's just short for relationship.
So see, hey, old man, you all go start that ship?
See, sometimes they're acronyms. Sometimes it's just a shortened version of a word.
Because people are just tired of writing things.
We all agree.
Why are we getting mad about it? By the way, this has been the Hippo Juice bit for years doing this nonsense, but we do it in fun. Like, these people are doing it for real.
Fucking idiots.
Go ahead. Yep. All right, next up.
POS.
Stupid.
Wait.
POS. POS. Okay.
Right. Point of sale.
Piece of shit. Point of sale, asshole. You could tell John's in retail. Was it POS? Yeah, piece of shit. It has to be, right?
Everyone in agreement? Piece of shit?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know. Wait. Or, I don't. Yeah, because I don't think she's going to be able to say
how about
piece of shit.
Penis is on standby.
There you go. I like that.
Like, have your penis on standby. I'm coming over.
All right, got it, got it. All right, POS.
Like piece of...
No.
Okay, POS also means parent over shoulder. You know what it...
Parent over shoulder.
Oh, so if your teen is sitting there writing, don't say anything horrible because my parent's right there. Right.
So it'd be like, excuse me, Wendy, what's wrong? Oh, man, my butt's all sore because my POS is on me.
Because your parent's over your shoulder? Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, it means that she's fucking her in the butt.
No, I got it.
Oh, that's over bad. The it's bad.
Like, she's looking over the shoulder while she's ramming him in the ass.
Explain it more. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. A stiff, hardened penis.
It's a John Bob!
You know that clip's like 7 years old at this
Isn't
point?
That crazy?
So old. It's so old.
Is that all the acronyms?
Let me see.
It's like, kids need code words to keep parents out. They may use some of these, too.
Okay. Well, now she's not reading them.
You read them.
A-I-T-R.
A-I-T-R. Okay, let's try to figure out A-I-T-R.
It's all related to what they were talking about. Adult in the room.
Okay.
Okay.
And the list goes on.
It's going so fast. I can't pause and interact with this. Okay, I'm just going to read it. Parent alert. See, 99.
Trends in communication with kids change quickly.
No one can read that fast. They literally listed off 5 different things, and I was trying to read it out loud. I'm like, I can't. I can't read that fast. It's not enough seconds and words.
Apparently, they didn't have the mind of a radio show to actually pick this up.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, well, anyways, the important ones are out of the way. And also, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, play me some music because we should start wrapping up.
Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch.
Do your job.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Dutch.
You guys always play something different every time, so I don't know if you want me to do it or not.
Oh, well, do whatever you do, Dutch.
It's really loud.
It's so loud.
Sorry.
All right. Do I have any neglected hippo text, or should we?
We don't have to get out. We have no show after us, obviously.
Yeah,
Saudi, fill up the time.
Saudi Arabia Applebee's evening special: baked potato soup, mozzarella sticks, rape, and jalapeno poppers.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a good deal.
Let's see here.
Y'all act like grown-ups wasn't the most hilarious shit, yo.
Maybe if Leo had a Kanye West interrupting other people for their Oscars, he would have gotten an Oscar.
Fucking poor goddamn Leo.
Ironic. He looks like he should be sucking someone's blood, but he's making penguin sweaters instead. LOL. I'm just now getting mad at penguin pictures.
Relax.
Just why?
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow for Cousin Joe Show, of course. And all the great programming on More Like Radio, More Like Radio.
And don't forget to, if you miss the show and you don't want to do the podcast, you actually want to see our faces, Vimeo.com/More Like Radio.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Dutch, get us out of here.
Thanks. Night, guys.
Why is there a hashtag I miss Dutch?
Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll...